Hello, my name is Darte Lee, and today I am conducting an interview for my social inequality class about some of the justice issues that African Americans face in sports. I'm here with...
My name is Barrett Neely, a running backs coach for UTEP, one of Darte Lee's football coaches.
And before we get started today with the interview, can you confirm once that we do have your permission to record this interview and post it on our StoryCorps website?
Yes, you do have my permission.
So how you doing, Coach?
I'm good, man.
Just to start off, can you tell me a little bit about where you're from, Oak Cliff, Texas?
Well, yeah, Oak Cliff is kind of the, that central part of Dallas. Very large, highly populated area, just right there central of Dallas.
Okay. And growing up, what were some of the things that kind of influenced you?
Well, I grew up in a very loving community. A lot of poverty, I think. Especially with not having, a lot of mentors around. Just really gravitated towards athletics. I think that's something all the young kids in my community gravitated towards. So that was a huge influence for us.
Now, I know that Oak Cliff is kind of one of the... could be a rough area of Dallas. Mm-hmm. So when did you realize that street life wasn't the right answer for you?
Well, I've had, uncles and cousins that kind of went before me and really had rough lives, so I kind of saw all of that. So growing up in my family, my mindset was always kind of, I can't follow that path. I got to do things a different way. I got to be the one to kind of help save my family, from, all the negativity, all the stuff that was going on at the time. So I always kept that in the back of my mind and just kind of used sports to help kind of navigate me through that whole process.
And when did you first know that sports was going to be your way out?
Well, considering we didn't have a lot of resources, I wasn't a huge fan of school, but I was smart enough to know I had to do what I had to do to be able to play. So I think that's what really motivated me. So it's probably around the age of 9 or 10 where I was just kind of like, spending a lot of time playing basketball, playing football. Like, this is probably what I want to do. This is probably what's going to help me kind of get out, so to speak.
After a great college career, going on to playing pros, how do you, when did you kind of know that it was time to put the cleats down and start to coach?
Well, I think, that's a good question. Coaching and, I've been a mentor my entire life. I really didn't know I was going to actually get off into coaching. I just knew that I wanted to play a part in young people's lives. So when I hung up the cleats, at the time I really didn't care whether it was, I didn't care if it was working at a youth home or something. I just wanted to get around young people and mentor them and be a resource. And football just kind of, really just kind of happened unexpectedly. But like I said, it's still about mentoring young people, guiding them, being a resource. So I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, and as a coach, you're kind of put on a higher platform. How do you view that? How do you use that to kind of conduct how you go about things?
Yeah. I think, first and foremost, you just got to realize that, there's not a lot of us in the profession as it is, not enough. When you look at the rosters across the country, they're 80% plus African American. So, I think that speaks volumes. So, my mentality every day is that, I know my young African-American brothers need me. I know they can relate to me. I know I can impact their lives. I know I can be a role model just because I've been where they've been. I lived in the neighborhoods that they lived in, the areas that they come from. So to me, it's more than just about football. You just got to try to be the best role model you can each day because, like I said, it's not a lot of us in the profession, but the rosters are full of us. So, it's important that we help each other.
Given the climate in the past 4 years and racism in our country, have you ever faced discrimination?
The past 4 years, I mean, growing up, definitely. I think the past 4 years, I've been in the profession for three. To be honest with you, I think it's really been very subtle situations lately. You know, there's always going to be racism. You know, and being an adult, you know when you kind of encounter it. But I think being in the profession that I'm in, it's real subtle. Like, you know, where there's a comment or a situation, you know, people are not as boldly, or not that bold to where they're going to speak just outwardly, directly towards you. There's been subtle comments and things like that where you know, okay, it still exists, regardless of where you're at, it happens.
Kind of switch the subject a little bit. I mean, I just kind of want your insight on it. What does it mean to you to be black?
To be black, man. To be black. I never really looked at that. Of course, I know I'm black. I know I'm African American. I never really looked at it that way. I just think it's, honestly, man, I think we're God's people, to be honest with you. I think, if you just all across the scale, I mean, yeah, our neighborhoods are probably, the most, a lot of poverty, but also there's a lot of good middle class families and situations. And on the other end, there's a lot of wealthy African Americans. So I think all across the scale, I think it's very diverse in regards to who we are as people. And I think that's really the beauty of it. But at the same time, we gotta understand, man, like I said, I think we're God's people, man. It's, you look at it, we've probably been through the most in terms of slavery, in terms of what we've had to overcome, and a lot of people don't realize that. Just a few years ago, it ain't been that long since we've been free from slavery. So I think sometimes we lose sight of that. People don't really understand, they look at it as if, you should get over that. But I mean, it's generations and generations on top of just bad stuff, dude. So, so I say we guys people, and what I mean by that is that I think his hand has just been completely on our lives, just in regards to what we've had to overcome. So I think that's important to always understand where you come from and use that to kind of help guide you moving forward.
Being a young African-American man in his profession, what advice would you give me going into the future, the job market, and just life in general of handling?
I think it's all about just the relationships. I think, you really got to cherish the relationships. Especially in this profession, it's all about who you know, who can make a call for you. But also, I think how you're able to impact your teammates now is huge, because that's going to help you kind of impact student athletes when you're a coach. I think that's kind of been my niche. As a player, people always gravitated towards me. I was always able to give advice, things of that nature. So now at this level, I've taken that with me, as a coach. So for me, it's easy to really connect with players, to kind of, relate to them at their level. So I think if you maximize all your talents and abilities now and use those same things at the next level, it'll make things a lot easier for you.
How would you describe 2020 in one word?
Challenging, man. I mean, geez, on and off the field. Mm-hmm. As a player, as a coach, yeah. It doesn't, 2020 doesn't really discriminate, man. It's just, but it's all about how you respond. I mean, you can't, it's important that you don't switch up. You stay true to who you are and love people, and work through it just like anything else. So
In one word, how would you project 2021?
I would say one word. The way I see it, I would say breakthrough. I think 2020 has been so tough, man. It's like people are expecting a breakthrough, expecting a blessing, you know. But in the same token, it's gonna take a lot of work on our end, you know. It's a lot going on, election, and so people are expecting 2021 to kind of hopefully get started in the right direction. I know it's still gonna be tough, but I think for me, my family, I think breakthrough in a lot of different areas. I mean, I'm gonna get my kids back in school, get my kids back fellowshipping with other people. So we're expecting breakthrough in my household, one way or another.
Yeah, that's real good to hear. Well, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, I truly appreciate you for taking the time out to do this. But for the future young African American males that were listen to this interview and look to you for guidance, you have a final message for them, a kind of, you know, something that you want to give them to use for the rest of their life?
I think, that's a good question, man. I think the main thing is just kind of, I would say, use your resources. You know, you think you don't have any resources, but you do. You need to find them. Don't take no for an answer. There's something you want to do, find a way to get it done. I mean, you'd be surprised. There's a lot of people that are willing to help you. You just got to make yourself available and go after what you really want. And I'm just speaking from experience because, you know, I fell into the situation that I'm in. But at the same time, I had to pick up the phone, to make some calls. I had to share my pain, my hurt, my struggles. And I realized a lot of people out there willing to help me than I thought. So you just use the resources. A lot of people out there that want to help. So don't ever forget that.
Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate you.